Okay, on Gimel Amud Aleph. The Chafetz Chaim said that before Mashiach comes, the Rebbeinu Shalom has to hurry up all the progress in the world. So before this man ends, we also have to try to move a little on the preparation of the sugya, and hope the next couple of days you'll put in a little bit of extra time, because I'd like to get through at least a good piece of this sugya before Bein Hazmanim. There's only today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. There's not much time. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Lo yishanu ala metakonas Ezra ve'eilach, shem batei dinim kivu'in ala b'sheni b'chamishi. Aval kaidim tekonas Ezra, shem batei dinim kivu'in b'chal yayim, ishi nisis b'chal yayim. Gemara is saying what seems to be pashut. Dover pashut, that this whole Mishnah only makes sense when Bezin sits on Monday and Thursday. But if Bezin sits every day, so obviously there's no reason to get married on a Wednesday. The Gemara, Kaidim Tekanis Ezra, Hava, who cares what happened before Ezra? Not so much who cares, but there's no Chiddush anyway. So, well, what are you telling me? What are you letting me know? Maida Hava. And the Gemara, Achikara, Iika Batei Dinim Dekavuin Ha'idna, Kaidim Tekanis Ezra, Ishinis Bechal Yad. So, this is the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? And nowadays, nowadays, if Batei Dinim are kavuin, like before Takanas Ezra, so an Isha could get married whenever she wants. What does that mean? What's nowadays? What's the mitzvah? What's happening with the Batei Dinim? They are kavu every day. They could be kavu every day. So according to Taisus learns that they're not kavua, not the way the Gemara seems to say. Taisus learns that it's, I guess, the way it is nowadays here in New York. There's no day the Bezdin sits. It's, you need a Bezdin, you call a Bezdin, you get them, you round up three Dayanim, and you set up a Bezdin. Rashi is cryptic. What does Rashi say? Shabbat Yidin Kvur B'chal Yayim Kalaymer, Kviyos Kala Yamim Shavim, all days are the same. Going out two ways. Taisus learns that there's no kvius, that they only sit when you call them together. If it was not for Taisus, I would have learned. How would you learn it if not for Taisus? They sit every day. Isn't that the way the Gemara seems to say it? The words of the Gemara seem to be that they sit every day. Your Shalayim is like that. But they didn't. Every day they sit down. It's, if you have a detire, you go. You don't have to set things up before you. You go into Bezdin. So there are two ways to learn the Gemara. One way to learn the Gemara is that Bezdin, that the Gemara is talking about a time that Bezdin sits every single day, so maybe they get married every night and there's no problem. Another way to learn the Gemara is that Bezdin doesn't sit. When you call the Bezdin, that's when you get them together. Any nafkamina between the two ways? What's the difference? What's a nafkamina? So what's the nafkamina if you learn that they're, you have to round them up, or that they're sitting waiting for you? I mean, there's a certain time of the day that they don't sit. But you have to remember, we're not worried. We give a person 24 hours. We're worried more than 24 hours, kruri daite. So if he's bail his wife within 24 hours. Friday afternoon would be l'chayra the nafkamina. Okay, Friday after chatzais would seem to be a nafkamina. Because Friday after chatzais, batei dinim never sit. There's never a kaviyas for batei dinim to sit. So if you learn Pshat and Agimara like Taisvis, that Fridays, that the Pshat and Agimara is, there are no Batei Dinim Kavuin. You have to go round up a Bezin. So if you have to round up a Bezin, so you can round up a Bezin anytime. So then you can get married Friday too. However, if you're going to learn not like Taisis. You're going to learn. It sounds like the Ram learned the second way. That the pshat is that the Bati Dinim are set up every day. If you learn the Bati Dinim are set up every single day, then Friday afternoons, the Ran says you shouldn't be able to get married. Because Friday afternoon, there are no Bati Dinim. There are no Bati Dinim set up. Even if the Kvur B'chal Yayim, but not Friday afternoon. Now look at Taisus, very strange Taisus. The Ika Bati Dinim. Should be the first line of Taisus. Very funny. Nirolari. The Mekavak I'm Ainis is Bishishi. Doin Dunim Bishabis. Make sense? Make sense, right? The first B will be Friday. So Mekavak I'm Ainis is Bishishi. Don't make Friday weddings. Doin Dunim Bishabis. Makes a lot of sense. Vatanayag and Lisaf Bishishi. They said now the meaning is people do get married on Friday. What changed from the first half a line to the next line? Very funny the way Taisus changes. Taisus in one line has a havamina and a maskana. He doesn't seem to have any problem. King and Mary Friday, but now we do get married Friday because he could be down on Shabbos. What changed from the first half a line of Taisvis? Per what? Okay, good. Why? Lichpa b'shabbos, complain. That's what changed from the Havamina. The Havamina was...
The beginning of Taisus.
So Taisus in the first part held that you need a Bezna to be done. Taisus in the second part says it's enough with Bob
Shabbos. But both times Taisus told him it can be done, so he can do it on Shabbos.
So Taisus in the first line held that you can't do Kabbalah Seydis. Taisus in the second line held that you could. It changed. Just the language sounds like va'atanaya again. Like, sounds like a thirsty, right? You're not allowed to do it, but nowadays we do it. The Taisus doesn't seem to say that the chaluk idea is here, that the first sheet they held, you're not makabalei, this and that's not the flow of Taisus. The flow of Taisus is nirolari, the makabakim enis is bishishi, enidonim bishabis, va'atanaya again.
Now that we are knowing to round up Bezdin, they'll take a second and Apishishim.
So you can learn Taisus like this. If you learn the Re, as opposed to, see, the previous Taisus, Shabbat Edinim, was Rabbeinu Tam, until the last line, the Retak argued. I just told you there are two ways to learn the Gemara. You can learn the Gemara, either the Gemara is referring to a time where Bezdin sat every day, which is the way the Ran learned. Well, you can learn the Gemara saying that Bezdin didn't sit at all, just you had to always round up a Bezdin, which is the way Rabbeinu Tam learned in the previous Taisus. So if you read this Taisus like this, Nirulari, our Gemara is talking, the Re learn like the Ran. The Re learns like the Ran, that our Gemara means that Bezdin sits kavua every single day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday till Chatzais. That's the kavua, that's what's going on in our Gemara. So Nirulari, in such a place, and this is Bishishi, they don't have Bishabbos. If you have a time when Bezdin is Kavua, so nobody's going to go round up a Bezdin, they're going to wait till Bezdin is sitting. So the Gemara is talking when Bezdin is Kavua. And when Bezdin is Kavua, Taisus says, and this is Bishabbos. Now it changed. Itaka did change nowadays. Certainly here in the Chutz La'aretz, it certainly changed. Nowadays, Nayagin, that what? Nowadays, we are Batei Dinim, don't sit at all. They only sit when you call them. If they only sit when you call them, then you can get married Friday afternoon. Because anyway, you're going to have to summon a Bezdin. So it doesn't matter if it's Shabbos or Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, you have to call people together. So that's enough gemina between the two ways of learning. If you're talking in a place where Bezdin sits Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, then you can't get married Friday afternoon. Because if he's never going to go to Bezdin, he's going to wait till Sunday. It'll be a Kuri Daita. He'll cool off by then. Nowadays, that's different. Nowadays, the Batei Dinim are not kavua. So nowadays, it's in good shape. Yeah. Tais is the Nira, the Ri holds like the Ran. Pshat no Gemara. The Ri. He's saying Vato because he learns. No, times change. His sheet in the Gemara is the same. The time in the Gemara, Bezin said every day. So Pshat in the Gemara is Friday. That was the time of the Gemara. Va'ata Nayagin, and the time of the Bali Taisis, which is 1,000 years later, time of the Taisis. Va'ata, now that the Batei Dinim don't sit at all, you have to call them together. So now you can get Me'er HaShishi.
What's the difference between the first
part of the Taisis and the Ayyar Hirashi? Let's see the end of Taisis. It means that we Me'er HaShishi, the Pirish HaKuntris. In the second half, that light Rashi, we need a kail to go out. So when does a kail go out? If business kavua, so people come and they come to watch the show. So there's a big kail. So that's it. But akshav, that what? That people come together, that there's no kaviyistic time. That people just come together when they need a bez, they call a bez. So there are many people there. Saying Shaykh Ashav Lai Makach. So Rashi's whole reason falls away, Bisman has it. It's nice to say.
Okay.
People used to just watch, so it's learning. You know. It's that way now. There's certain Gedolim. I remember I was in Eretz Yisrael when Dayan Weiss was alive. That certain now is that he had to chivas. So Yeshiva Light used to come and listen. So if he had certain hours, he had people came and listened. If he was walking the street and someone asked him a shiloh, called him in for a shiloh, there was nobody listening. So that's what Taisa is saying. When Bezin had set times, so everybody used to come to listen to the Dinei Torah. But Ata, that there's no set times, just they call you up and ask you, so then it's a different story. What? We're going to learn later, Tainis Besulim, first of all, it only applies to young girls. Once a girl gets 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, which is a bikeress, the besulim gets stretched out anyway. It doesn't. It's the Gemara say later that it's only the girls that got married when they were 12 years old, 12 and a half years old. But afterwards, the whole thing was a shaykh. All right, let's take a look at the Ran, because the Ran also is bothered by Fridays. And the Ran throws in something new, which needs hesber. The Ran is on Aleph Amid Beis in the Dafim of the Ran of the Rif, and it's Lefikach. Now the Ran says two things, and he mushes them into one. That's where I'd like you to focus on the Lashon Ran. A lot of times you learn a Rishon and two things you mush together. It doesn't bother us. I just want to tell you, I want to point out that the way the Ran says it needs hesber. Now listen to the Lashon of the Ran. Lefikach, you see the big Lefikach? On page 2, Aleph Amid Beis. Lefikach yesh tumaya ma'asamchu ashav lisa b'shishi yafal b'shikviyas bezna shavu b'chol makayim. How come nowadays people get married in Europe, people still get married Friday afternoon? Elishi yesh leiman. Listen to the Teretz. Kivan dechazu ditakanas revi'ena kavua. People saw that the Tekana of Wednesday didn't stick. Now stop for a second. How does that go? He's saying nowadays the Batei Dinim are not kavua b'chol yayim. Alma, kol eicha d'leka l'mechish. What does that mean? If we're not worried about Tainis Besulim, we don't care. Where did that come from? Kil Alma, everything is smooth, right? Follow? Kil Alma, everything is smooth. He says, nowadays we don't get married Wednesday. Some people get married Friday afternoon. That is, Alma, looked around, he says, listen. The whole reason is Tainis Besulim. Af Achshav B'Doy Reis Halalu. You know what changed? Kimet Shaloi Nagu LeKadesh Ela Adzman Nesuin. What do we do? We do Kedushin and then Nesuin right under the Chuppah, one right after the other. Lekel HaMeichish. What are you worried about? What does the Ran mean? Pashit. What are we worried? She was Mezana Tachtov. If she was Mezana when she was single, that doesn't affect their marriage. Maybe it affects the Ksuba. It doesn't affect their marriage. You're allowed to marry a woman who was Mezana when she was single. The whole problem, well, he's talking about Yisrael. I have to talk about that. But we're talking now about a regular marriage. So he says, nowadays, you get married whenever you want. The whole Besdin thing is out the window. Because we do Kedushin and Nisuin together. So we're not afraid she was Mezana between Kedushin and Nisuin, because there is no time between Kedushin and Nisuin. You put on the ring and you're under the chuppah. It's the same time. So this whole sugya doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Very geschmack. Very mistaver. This whole thing doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Why? Because we do Kedushin and Nisuin together. Anybody have any problem with that reason? You can't have any kasha on the reason. Push the reason. What are you afraid to be Mizana Tachtov? There's no time, there's no time. It's not physically possible. Very geschmack of teretz. However, what's the flow? Seems to me, let's say Bezdin would be Kavua on Monday and Thursday. Let's say Bezdin would be Kavua on Monday and Thursday. Nowadays, you can still get married any day you want, no? Because nowadays, we do Kedushin and then Nisuin right away. There's no possibility she's Mizana Tachtov. We're not worried about anything. What? Yeah, but we never make a takana for the ksuba. The takana was made for the thing. Okay, she's also there. The pearl should go out. Maybe she can. Right? Yeah, the Ran is saying something very good. He's saying from Kedushin to Nesuin, there's no break, Bizman Hazeh, so there's no problem. The Ran is very good. Question is, what it has to do with the beginning of his words that the Kfiyas Bezdin is off. So to explain this Ran, I'd like to be magdim to you the Ritva. The Ritva says, what's the Chiddush of our Gemara? What's the Chiddush of our Sugya? That Bizman Hazeh, you don't have to get married Wednesday. It's very logical. And for the Ritva, Chiddush is, because very many drabbanans were made that even if the reason is bottled, the drabbanan remains. There's a klal by drabbanans that even if the reason for the drabbanan is bottled, a chazaras hashatz. The reason for chazaras hashatz is to be mitzi the amaratzim. Nowadays, there are no amaratzim in shul. They don't know how to daven. Everyone's literate today. People don't know how to daven on a shul. We still have Chazaras HaShatz. Why? Because the takana that they make, the Chazal made, you have no rishus to be mevatel it, unless you have a bezin, shagadol mimenu, v'chachmo b'mini, you can't be mevatel. Drabbanans, because you feel the reason doesn't apply. So drabbanans continue to exist, even after the reason is bottled. Even after the reason is bottled, the drabbanan continues to exist, because Chazal made a takana. So therefore I would think that on Wednesdays you should get married even Bizman Hazeh because of this rule that even if a reason of a drabbana was bottled, but the takana remains, even if the reason was bottled, but the takana remains, kamash malan. And in the words of the Ritva, Kamash Balan, that originally when they made their takana, they made a condition, Adas came, that it's only as long as the Batei Dinim are sitting Mondays and Thursdays, and afterwards it should be bought. In other words, the original takana was made with a Tanai. That if the reason is bottled, the takana is off. That's the way it was set up, Metchila. So Memeila, if the reason is bottled, so then the takana is bottled. Okay? You follow the Ritva saying. Now, we had last year a rule. We had a rule. When do you say by Drabbanans that if the reason isn't here, you don't have to do the Drabbanan? And when don't you?
By the time of the comment, the exception.
Okay, I'll try to remind you. We had last year the case I spoke about, which Mrs. Rabbeinu Naipshitz was speaking, was the case of Gilui. Gilui, there's a halacha in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch that if you leave a drink open, when you go out of the room, you have to spill it out. This has nothing to do with overnight, not overnight. If you leave water open, uncovered, or wine uncovered, and you walk out of the room and no one's watching it, so you have to spill it out. That's called Gilui, uncovered. And it was a Gzeira D'Rabbanan because of the snakes. There were snakes that would drink from it. They'd leave poison in the drink. And it would be a Chshar Sakana. So Chazal made a Gzeira that Gilui is awesome. In Shulchan Aruch it says that Chazal made such a Takana of Gilui. It says, Ha'idna, that there are no snakes around in our neighborhoods. In cities today, we don't have snakes, certainly not poisonous snakes. So nowadays, it's mutter. That's why nowadays, you're allowed to drink it. There are people that are still makbid b'zman hazeh, but Ruba the Ruba of Klal Yisrael is not makbid, because the reason is bottled. Because nowadays, we don't have snakes around. So the snakes don't come into our houses. The houses are built well, and we don't have snakes. So Mimela, the takana is bottled. Frek, Rabbi Yonis, and Eibshitz, we have this rule that if a takana was originally made, the takana can be bottled. Even if the reason falls away, the takana remains. Like other things, the Chol of Yisrael, according to most Paiskim, even nowadays there's no real chash of chalav of a treif animal. But it's still, it's a loy plug. Chazal made original takana, takana remains. Many such takanas, where the reason is batal, takana remains. So why is Gilui Mutter? Emphit Rabbi Yonis Naipshitz a klal. It's an important klal to know that a takana which Chazal originally made with a loy plug, Chazal made a takana with zero exceptions. Then the takana remains, it can't be bottled unless a bigger bezdin than the first one gets up and is mevatel. The original takana was made with zero exceptions, then the takana remains forever and ever. If, however, in the original takana there were exceptions, if Chazal originally, when they made the takana, they said, this takana is only where the reason applies, then it remains that way for Dairis. It's only if the reason applies. By Gilui, already in the Gemara it says, Chazal acid, uncovered water, but, remember the exception. An exception, if it's hanging, because the Gemara says, if you hang it, you put a hook into the ceiling, and you hang a basket from the hook, and you put a drink in, you put drinks, you store your drinks there, it's mutter. Why? Because snakes can't get to there. Snakes can't climb along the ceiling. They can't jump. So, in the original Takana, they said that there's an exception. If you create a hechetimtza where snakes can't get there by hanging the drinks from a basket which is hanging from the ceiling, originally they said there's an exception. So if originally there's an exception, then that way, l'dairis, any time the reason doesn't apply, the gzera doesn't apply. It's a geshmaka klal, and it's a very mustavadika klal. About 6 or 7 years ago, when Tera V'das put out the Hamasifta, they got a piece from Reb Ruvain, and it was this klal. One of his talmidim had written this year, and he brought other gemaras, but it was the same klal. Reb Ruvain probably said it in the name of Reb Yonis Naipshitz when he was writing his notes. He missed it, but this is the klal. It's a very geshmaka klal. So everything depends how the original takana was made. Now, so Chol of Yisrael is a machlokes. By Chol of Yisrael, what are their exceptions originally? The Pri Chadash holds that by Chol of Yisrael there was an exception. Because Chazal didn't say you have to watch the cow being milked. It says in the Gemara that if you stand outside the barn and you watch that only kosher animals go in, that's good enough. So the Pri Chadash holds that that's called the original takana was made with exceptions. And therefore the Pri Chadash holds that that Bizman HaZeh, Bizman Noi, the Pri Chadash lived in the, I think the early 1700s in Amsterdam, and he made it, and he, by him, they were a Makanach of Israel. But Rav Paiskim argue, including Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe doesn't pass the night of Pri Chadash. He holds that that's not called an exception. Chazal said, you have to see that it's milk. That means you have to look at the milk as it's coming out. It means you have to see. Rav Moshe holds that the original takana was made without exceptions. That's where Rav Moshe holds that takana applies with Zman HaZeh too. He has a different kula in the United States. It's not considered Pri Chadash. He has a kula in the United States. It's called the Yediyah. In Europe, he would be my ditzas. But the klal is a very geshmak of klal. Now, when you have this klal of the Rebbeinus Naipshitz, this run, as you'll see in a second, is a very geshmak run. I'll tell you why. Originally, we learned the Mishnah. They said, get married Wednesday. So let's say you only learned the Mishnah without the Gemara. Chazal said, get married Wednesday. Someone come over you and ask you a shayla. I want to get married on a different day. I'll do Kiddushin and the Suin together. Is that a hey? Am I allowed to do that? So you would say, I don't know. We have to be Mayan. When Chazal said get married Wednesday, did they originally say loy plug? They originally make this a takana kavua, period. Get married Wednesday. Or did they originally say we allow exceptions? What was their original takana? You would have to know. From the Mishnah, you can't know. You get to our sugya comes and tells you it was not a takana kavua. Why? Because the Braisa tells you that it's only bisman that the Bate Dinam are sitting Monday and Thursday. For idna that they don't sit Monday and Thursday, it's off. And like I mentioned to you from the Ritva, that it was part of the original takana was that if they're not sitting on Monday and Thursday, it was an exception originally in the Takkah. When Chazal originally said, get married Wednesday, they originally said, get married Wednesday, only if this will be a Takkah Kavua, only calls mind that the Bezin is sitting. Comes out, the Seder of this Ran is very good. What does the Ran say? The Ran says, Akshav, nowadays, Kivan dechazu, that takanas revi no longer exists. Eina kavua. What does it mean, eina kavua? Takanas revi, eina kavua means takanas revi is not set with a light plug. It's not a takana kavua ledairis. If it would have been a takana kavua, doing kedushin and nisuin together wouldn't help you. Because this is a takana kavua. So, Duran, no. Since we see that there is no takana kavua, do amrin on ikabati din kavua b'chal yayim. This is b'chal yayim. We see that there are exceptions. Alma, from this we see from this we see that the original gzeira is only where the reason applies. And if you have a chetimtza where the reason doesn't apply, then the takana is not a light plug. It's not like Chazar HaShashatz. It's more like Eloi. There are exceptions. There is halalu. That we do Kedushim. Then the Suin. We don't have to get married. We can get married even Friday afternoon when there are no Bate Dinim at all. Because who needs a bezin nowadays? Taisus said you can get people together. On Shabbos, you can call together three people. The man doesn't say that. The man says nowadays there's no problem. We do Kedushim, then the Suin. There's no reason for this takana. And since it's not a takana kavua, it's not a takana with a light plug, so memela, we can change things. I would almost say that the Rebbeinus Naipshitz is a beferish Aran, because if you look at Lashon Aran, it's the Ran. The Ran is saying this. He's saying since it changes, so we see it's not a takana kavua, Alma, that if you don't have the reason, the takana falls off. It's almost beferish as a klal here in the Ran.
So it's Hashem. Yeah.
Right. There were no exceptions. Chazal originally didn't say that if you have no Amoratzim, you don't have to Chazal Shashas. They never made that exception. But there were no exceptions. But there were no exceptions. They gave a reason for Gidli too. But the point is they made an exception based on the reason. If you make an exception based on the reason, fine. There's no exception that's only is based on it. Okay. Right, so this is the Rabbi Yossi Arshitz's klal. If you want to see it, it's printed in the Yerideya on the side of the page in the beginning of the second Chelek Yerideya. I think Simin Kuf, either Kuf Tezvav, I think. What? Kuf Tezayin is it? I think it's in Kuf Tezayin then. It's a very geshmaka klal, and it's kedai to remember it. Now, where do we have the Pesachim? I couldn't remember. Which Tekonim Pesachim do we have about? Maybe Bedika on Erev Pesach, if there were things. If you're leaving early, whether it's a Tekonim Kavuot, you buy the Erev Pesach. Where do we have it, Pesachim? I remember we spoke about it. Do you remember? So, somebody will find it. It could be there. We were talking about a person who's the Yitzhak B'Shiara, who does a few Bedika on Erev Pesach. You have to do it again. I mean, if you're home, now Dafki has Bashar. If you did it earlier, if you're home, there'd be a reason. If you did it right before, let's do it right before Shkia. Okay. If you did a Badika right before Shkia, then you did it again, you have to do it again right after. Okay. What? Who's? Rabbi Yisrael, actually, Mati Yainis, it says. Mati Yainis. Okay, the Rush adds here that even though the Gemara says you can get married b'chol yayim, that does not include Shabbos. You're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. It's a Mishnah in Beya, Daflam Advav on the Beis, that says Ein Mekatchin, and it's brought down in Arachayim, in Mishin Lamed Tes, that you don't get married even though the Gemara says b'chol yayim. It's not talking about Hilchos Shabbos. On Shabbos, a person is not allowed to get married. Why not? What's wrong with getting married on Shabbos? So the Rush says that it's a type of kinyan. It's kind of kinyan b'Shabbos. What does it mean, kinyan? So it doesn't mean that you own your wife, you're kind of your wife. The Rush says you're kind of mitziyaseha, ma'isiyadeha. When you get married, you have a right to certain financial rights to your wife's profits. That's the Rush's reason. The Rabbeinu Tam argues, he says it's not a klal, that you can't get married on Shabbos. Somebody who was not Bekai in Pur Ravu, he says, is allowed to get married on Shabbos. The Mishnah in Beya speaks beferish about Divrei Rishus, things that are Rishus. When is marriage a Rishus? If you were Mekai Peru Ravu, it's a Rishus. You don't get married on Shabbos. However, if you were never Mekai Peru Ravu yet, Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's mutter to get married. It's mutter to get married on Shabbos. So it's a machlekes to Rush or Rabbeinu Tam. Right, we shine him hold like the Rush, which is why, well, I don't know if any of you have a yetzer to get married on Shabbos anyway, which is why we don't make chasnas on Shabbos. There was a Maisa with the Ramah. It's a famous Maisa. No, but Tachanah Drabanan. Rabbanan Ram Geis, the Bemaka Mitzvah. It's Xerah Drabanan, in the Kach. So it's Xerah Drabanan. What?
Don't
you
want to
go on
Shabbos?
Why? Suin. You don't have Maisa then. I'm not told the Suin. The Suin. Catch him like Heisen, says Bob. There was a Maisa with the Ramah. It's printed in the Tshuvas HaRamah Simen Kuf Chav Hei, which caused the ruckus in Europe. As you know, they used to get married Friday afternoons in Europe. The minhag was to get married Friday afternoons, and the Suda of the wedding would be the Leil Shabbos Suda. This was the custom in Europe for a couple of hundred years. And weddings were Friday afternoons. The there was a maisa with a wedding of a yosaima, and there was a fight at the wedding. The wedding was supposed to be Friday afternoon. There was a fight over money, and the chassan said he's going to walk away from it. He was promised certain things. And this is not the type of chassan we put up as an example for you, but it's just the story that happened. You know, he said he's going to walk away from the whole wedding. He was promised money. He didn't get it. So he said, they'll give it to me afterwards. He said, no, afterwards it's going to be too late. You know, either give it or... So the Rama writes, the Agmas Ned, the bezayin of this Yisayma, that Nebuch, and why she wanted to get married after that, but... you know, and they finally bargained him down to half the money, and they got him the money. And but by the time all the fighting was finished, it was already Shabbos. It was already Shabbos. And the Rama said that they should get married anyway. It was beside the Kedushin on Shabbos. Despite the fact that that everything had been written beforehand. How they dated the Ksuba, he doesn't go into that. How they dated him. But what he says is that he was matir. He was soimech in part on Rabbeinu Tam, on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Even though we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam, but b'shas hadchak, he says it was a suffik igun. He felt that if the wedding got pushed off, who knows if they'd ever get married? You know, if you have problems, depends what kind of problems in an engagement. Sometimes it's just better to get married and you know. And work it out. And, this time they were both Kiddushin and Nisun. So you sign up partially on Rabbeinu Tam, and partially, he says, B'mokin Igun, you're allowed to make Kinyonim on Shabbos. B'mokin Igun, case of an Aguna, he was Chayshish, he'll end up being an Aguna, he says, you're allowed to make Kinyonim on Shabbos. What? He was afraid. Well, she said she's the Yisaimo, doesn't have money, who knows, you know, that's what he said. Till the Shidduch where he calls it Makam Eagle. Who knows what it'll be. So he put, I don't think so, I think it was Kedushin Anasur. It wasn't Egon in the sense that she needs it yet, it was Egon in the sense that who knows, you know, who'll marry her after this, you know. She's the Yisaimo without money, with a broken engagement too, so. So he was Matir, he had another Cheshbin. But basically, he was Matir, but Makim Igun. Just an interesting story with Rebbe Yashiv, Chazan Gesund, in Eretz Yisrael, about close to 20 years ago, when Russia was still Russia, and you couldn't get in and out. There was a mice in Eretz Yisrael, which... with a couple that got out of Russia. They had no children of their own, but they had a niece that they took out with them. Because his brother couldn't get out. He was had been in the army, and they didn't let anybody who knew any military things out. So this couple got out. They didn't have any of their own children. They took along a niece. And the three of them got into a car accident in Eretz Yisrael. And they were hurt pretty badly on the Erev Shabbos. And on Shabbos, they felt that the husband, who was conscious, they felt he wouldn't make it. He wouldn't be able to live. Maybe even not pass Shabbos. The wife, who was unconscious, just happened to be, they thought she would recover. But there was a big problem of Igun because they had no children. There was a case of Yibum. His brother was in Russia, couldn't get out. And so they started tumbling if there was a way on Shabbos to give a get. That he should somehow give her a get on Shabbos and pater her that she shouldn't have an Igun problem. And they went to Rebbe Yashiv. So Rebbe Yashiv came up with a brilliant Eitzah. But the Eitzah was, whenever in Shul the Daf Yomi gets the Yavamis, I speak this out. So it makes Yavamis come to, the first Mishnah come to. Rebbe Yashiv's Eitzah was that the husband should give Kiddushin to his niece. He should take a ring and say, "Hari Abu Kadesh, just leave it. Tevas, look at that Moshe Yisrael. Give a kedushin." He's going to die, so she'll be an almana. It's not going to affect her that dramatically, such a kedushin. And what does that help? As the first mission Yavamis says, that there's going to be a tzaras erva, right? She comes out, this Yavam, the brother, who falls to him to Yibum. When this brother dies, falls him to Yibum, his own daughter, plus his sister-in-law. So his daughter he can't marry. So the Chamesh Esrei Nashim, which includes the daughter, Pai Choy Tzaraseya, Menayivu Menachalitza. Pata, the other one, Menayivu Menachalitza, too. So that way, it prevented Igun. The taina was that you aim a kachar b'Shabbos. So he said, and the one taina was Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, you can't take two wives. So B'Yashu said, no, Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom is a noisim shnei nashim. It doesn't say anything about Kedushin. You only have Kedushin, you didn't make Nesu'in. So that he did, and as far as when we read it, it says a noisim, it doesn't mean it's not the same to us, right? And as far as being made kedushin on Shabbos, he said, "No, the Rama was matir b'makom igun to give kedushin on Shabbos." So here it's makom igun mamish, so he's matir to give kedushin on Shabbos. Very geshmak a maisa, no? Okay. I just remember the maisa. I was a yeshiva. It was all over the world, you know. Then everybody heard this maisa. There was a problem with the get because no, ingat lachamisa. She couldn't make a shliach. There's also a problem writing again on Shabbos. Okay, let's get back. What? Ramaz Tshuva Kuf Chav Hey. He says a little more than what I said, but it's okay. Let's move on. At the end of the story, I didn't hear. Like if he would have lived, it would have ruined the whole story. So I don't know. Right, let's see the Gemara. Bottom line, Yikabat Eidinim Dikfuna Idnokas Mazazra, Shadis Bukhalyan. In fact, the Gemara, Habinan Shaktu. What are you talking about? Habinan Shaktu. What's Shaktu? She had Terech Masuda Shloshis Yamim. We had in Daf Beis Amid Aleph. The Chazal made a Takana, you have to be Terech Masuda Shloshis Yamim. So Tshver, Habinan Shaktu. So how could you get married on? On what? On Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is good. But how can you get married Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? You need Shaktu. And for the Gemara, the Tarachlei. What does Tarachlei mean? The Tarachlei, that he prepares the meal ahead of time. So we have here a Chiddush, that if he prepares the meal ahead of time, that Shaktu doesn't apply. That if he prepares the meal ahead of time, Shaktu doesn't apply. So L'chaira, when we learn Shaktu, Abayz Amin Aleph, we cleared. What is Shaktu? Is Shaktu a Takana you should get married Dafka on Wednesday? Or is Shaktu a Takana that you have to prepare for 3 days? Right, is Shaktu a Takana you have to get married Wednesday, so you should have enough time to prepare? Or is Shaktu a Takana that you have to mamish prepare for 3 days? We said in Afkamina, Kippur falls out on Monday, right? Could you get married that Wednesday? If it was the takana to get married on Wednesday, so you get married on Wednesday. If it was the takana to prepare 3 days, you can't prepare on Yom Kippur, so you couldn't do it. So this Gemara says that Torah Lei, it's enough to be Matriach, and if you're Matriach, you're off the hook from the takana of Shaktu. So it seems to be very clear from this Gemara that Shaktu, as long as you prepare for 3 days, it would come out, according to this, that even in this Mana Mishnah, you could get married on Sunday, as long as you prepare 3 days before. And that's what it says in the Ran, on the Mishnah, that Beis Amid Aleph, that it's taka true. Shaktu, the reason of Shaktu is not a reason you have to get married Wednesday. Just the reason you have to be matriach 3 days, and if you're matriach 3 days before Shabbos, you get married Sunday night too. What?
Why can't you get married Sunday?
Because
you need 3 days.
So what's Pshat in the Gemara based on an Aleph? So usually it is that way. Usually, you'll get married on Wednesday because you have to be matriarch 3 days. Usually. Around the Mishnah says it's not a shakta is only a usual thing, it's not a set thing. And that's why Chazal said Wednesday, not Sunday. But Rachinani, if a person does something unusual, he prepares ahead of time, and he prepares a kind of food that won't spoil, so then it's okay. The Shita Mukubetzas B'Shem Rashi, which I mentioned to you then as well, disagrees. And the Shita Mukubetzas says, no, it's a takana to get married Wednesday. Period. Even if you're matriach ahead of time, you can't get married Sunday. What's with our Gemara? So now you have to use your heads. He says, our Gemara is like this. Kozman Bezdin sits Monday and Thursday. Shaktu is a set takana. You have to prepare Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tarach doesn't help. Okay, that's what he says. Calls a man, but they did him a kavu on Monday and Thursday. Then Tarach doesn't help. It's a takana kavua. And you have to get married Wednesday. Once the batei dinim are not kavuah on Mondays and Thursdays anymore, and yet a takana falls away, so now shaktu also, it helps to be matriach ahead of time. Those are his words. He's a hezber. Definitely needs a hezber. Again, those are the words. Because the man was bezin was Monday, Thursday, so the takana had teeth in it, dafka Monday, Thursday, so then shaktu was for real. Being matriarch doesn't help. However, once they stop sitting Monday, Thursday, so then shaktu also, you can be matriarch ahead of time. Svara to that. What does one takana have to do with the other? There's one spot to eat him and not kavua. I can't marry Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But why Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? What? Can it be Sunday or Wednesday? But if it's past then, it's Sunday or Wednesday.
So it's a man, he won't be able to get married on Tuesday.
So Sunday. So why can't he get married Sunday? What? So what he says is Friday, Sunday, Monday. So he says Bisman Azeh you could. The Gemara says the Tarach Lay, you could. And Bisman Mishnah you couldn't. So he said you couldn't get married Tuesday because no Batei Dinim on Wednesday. Why can't you get married Sunday in Bisman Mishnah? Be matriach ahead of time.
Just Sunday.
Yeah, just Sunday.
Once
you have to get married on Wednesday, why don't you get married on Wednesday properly? 2 days. Yeah. If you
don't get married on Wednesday,
so for shaktu, say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Well, is that what you should do? For shaktu, say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you're okay. It needs a hezbah this far, no? So Shmuel Rozovsky says some hezbah, I can't tell it over to you because I don't understand it. It needs a hezber. I don't know. Maybe I should tell it to you all here. If I don't understand it, it'll sound down. But I don't understand it. I don't see the glatkeit, such as Svara, that calls a man that you have to get married because of Bezdin. It sounds like if the Bezdin reason is firm, then we stay firm on Shaktu. Once we're not staying firm on this, all right, so we'll stay firm on that. What do you mean, all right, we won't stay for it? Like, what's the logic to that?
Huh?
Maybe Wednesday is a kvias. So why can't I make a kvias for Wednesday and Sunday? As long as you matriarch 3 days. Kvias was... So shaktu, the kvias shaktu, you have to matriarch al peis gimel. So maybe you have to get married Wednesday. So now... Good. So now it changed. Once Bezdin changed. Right. Why? Why don't I keep it? Why don't I keep it? Aleph Beis Gimel. But why just because the Bezdin thing was bottled? Why should the Shaktu? Why should it follow? But why can't I have a kviyas for one and not for the other? Why do two have to be totally separate? I don't see the logic. Like, neat. It's not neater if you just have one. Neater. Yeah, so why did the shakta change? It could be matriach. I don't really see a sara to it. Well, let's turn the page. See the braisa on the top. My shakta, the tanya. Alright, so it's a pretty easy braisa. Memneima amru besul and nisus liam revi. Shemhayalai tanis besulam ayamashkin lebezn. Vitinase bechad beshabis. Mayal tanis besulam ayamashkin lebezn. Lemar shakta. Shakta chavim tanis bezn israel. Shiyadim tanis besul tukim uyamim. Echa beshabis. Shayni beshabis. Shishim beshabis. Ur brevi kaitsa. Okay. It's a kind of eilach, so that we'll see tomorrow. Let's turn back. There's one more Taisus on the Amud Aleph. Taisus Isha Nisus Bechal Yayim. Isha Nisus Bechal Yayim Kasha L'Rajva Amay Nisus Bechal Yayim. Why do you get married every day? Te'ekal Mana V'tinasei B'shishi B'chamishi V'tibol B'shishi V'shinema by Bracha L'Adam. Why not? You never learned this yet, unless you saw the Mefarshim, but it's a Gemara later. Then an Amana, the Mishnah said Amana gets married Thursday. But we had in Taisus on Beis Amanal. The reason was because of Bracha, the first Bia should be Thursday night, which is the Bracha per Ravu. So why doesn't everyone get married Thursday night? Mishlaima, the Mishnah Bracha, lo yayo kaivim yayim, ki the precious lea. That we're not kaiveya, Taisus said before, that it's advice, it's Eitzah Taiva. Say Yeshua, I mentioned to you then, is Matmiya. Why nowadays not everyone gets married on Thursday? It's a skula that's Eitz HaTayvah that says here in the Gemara. He mentions that people are makbid the end of the month, they shouldn't get married. He says the end of the month, it doesn't come from the Gemara. And Thursday comes to the Gemara. Say Yeshua wonders, it's not a chiyuv, but he wonders why people don't have a kpei. Now back to Tais, this is Ubal Mana. Now it's Shra'al Mana. Why would they convey she should get married on Thursday? Now listen to this. Why does an Amana get married Thursday? Till now he only knew one reason. Because there's a bracha Thursday night. So Taisvis is another reason. It's a Taisvis. There's another reason, a new shaktu. It's not the shaktu of cooking for 3 days. It's a shaktu of Sheva Brach is for a bacher who marries a psula 7 days. Sheva Brach is for an alman who marries an almana is 3 days. So Chazal said, get married Thursday. Why? That way the 3 days will be Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So yeah, it doesn't pay to go to work Friday morning already, you know, for half a day. So therefore, he'll keep the rules. So that's why I get married Thursday, that he should stay home Friday, Shabbos, Sunday with her. So why not do the same thing for Besula? This man has said, let her get married Thursday, so he shouldn't go to work Friday. Otherwise, maybe he'll go to work the next day. So like this, he'll at least Friday, he won't pay to go to work, and Shabbos he won't pay to go to work. What? Mashkim? No, but Bizman Azedah, but they didn't kapuim. So why do we get married Thursday? So what does it say? Psula Shechu Taimu. Why? The Lekla may Mashkim Lumnasa, if you share for Shabbos Yimei Mishta. So he says, by Psula, she can't go to work. What do you mean? And Almain also has Shloisha Yimei Mishta. He also can't go to work. We're talking the chasen is going to follow the halacha, or he's not going to follow the halacha. If he follows the halacha, so just like a bachur who marries a psula gets 7 days, an amana gets 3 days. He has no choice. So why worry about an amana who marries an alana? That's exciting, and so he's more likely to be ivor. Is that the pshat? What? Yeah. Well, we don't learn that Brach is telling Simcha, but sir. So the Hamak, they asked this Kasha. He says, what's going on here? Why Taisvis, when it comes to a Bachar and a Basula, he says, we don't have to worry, they're going to keep the Halacha. And when it comes to a Almain, who's marrying Almana, You say, wait, he might not follow the halacha. He might go to work the next morning. So therefore, we want him to get married Thursday night, so Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, he won't go to work. I might not gemina. Zakta hamakne, from here it's a raya to the side that says in Evin Ezer, and the Chakas Mechaikok says, in Shulchan Aruch, that by an almain who marries an almana, mechila helps. If the wife is meichel, he's allowed to go to work. And that's pshat in Taisvis, that we're afraid he'll tell her, please, let me go to work the next day, I have a good deal today, I have something special. He'll be mefayisar, and she'll be meichel, and he'll go to work. And we don't want that. We want him to be mesameichim. So by an almain and almana, mechila helps. So memela, we made a takana. Masha'en kain, a bachar and a besula, mechila does not help. If she's meichel, it doesn't help. Because chasan daima lemelech, he's not allowed to go to work, not just because of her, but chasan daima lemelech, and the melech shemachel al kavaydei and kavaydei machel. A chasan has no right to go to work, even if his wife is meichel. So he says from here, it's a raya. Now, Taisus is very geshmak. By a bacher and a besula, we're not worried he'll go to work. Sabachila doesn't help. By an almin and almana, we're worried that maybe she'll be meichel, he'll go to work, which she'll be okay with. But even if she'll be okay with, it's lamaisa, not in the best interest of their marriage. Not a good idea that they have to marry to go to work. So it's not good for the marriage. So Mimela, we didn't want that. So that's why, by almin and almana, we made such a... Yeah. What? Because the chiyav is she is sameach imah. You should be sameach har by an alman almana. You should know a rule that the chiyav simcha, sai for an alman who marries an almana, sai for a bachur who marries a psula, is a husband's chiyav to be sameach his wife. Okay, it's not, you know, until you get married, you still think it's a two-way street. If marriage is 50-50, you know. 50%, you know, you give it half the time, she gives it half the time, and everything is fine. And then you get married, and you realize that it's not the nature of men and women that way. You know, the man's chiyuv is to be misameach his wife. If a man is misameach his wife, he ends up happy. If a man waits for his wife to be misameach him, so he waits a very long time. It's just the nature, men and women are not the same. So a man's chiyuv is to misameach his wife. So the wife is meichel, he can go to work. That's for almain and almana. And a bachur and a besula is also, a man has a chiyuv to mesameach, she could be meichel. But he has two dinim. He has a chiyuv to mesameach, then he has a second chiyuv, which is altan melech. And that, mechila doesn't help for. Even if she's meichel him, that doesn't take off the din melech. That takes off one din, doesn't take off the other din. What? She could be meichel, but now he has a din be'etzim, that he's a melech, he can't go to work. Nothing to do with her. Even if she goes to work, he can't go to work. Because it doesn't mean he can't take out the garbage. Right, tomorrow, I'd like to get into the next sugya. It's an important and a big sugya, and we only have a few days, so please spend the time preparing. If you don't prepare, you're not going to know what's going on in Shir. Please spend the time properly preparing the next sugya. I hope to get until... before the break, I hope to get until Ubisheni Layichnis, which is about 15 lines up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines up. Ubisheni Layichnis, I hope to get to there in the Gemara. Please spend the time preparing, even if it actually